Well, today is the last Sunday before Christmas. And we are close to celebrating the birth of Christ. But we are not quite there yet. We are concluding our observance of the season of Advent, surely the most countercultural season of the Christian calendar. And there's a sense of expectation as we get closer to the Christmas day. I'm sure many of you already have prepared gifts already to put under the tree or to give it away to your loved ones and families as Christmas day comes. Some of you already are marking your checklist already on what am I going to buy for the ingredients as we welcome families and friends in our homes on Christmas day. All of us are somehow busy with lots of expectations as we get closer to the Christmas day. This afternoon, our journey will be gathered again, I understand, for a Christmas party. And just 2 days from now, we are regathering ourselves as faith community for the joint Christmas Eve service. I hope that you will not miss those opportunities. It will be a great service for us to come together with our brothers and sisters from Bethel. And so it seems fitting that this Sunday, the lectionary invites us to go back to the Gospels of Luke, particularly in Mary's encounter with Elizabeth, that reflects a sense of expectation that many of us have as Christmas approaches. As we all know, Mary, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's unborn child were among the many people who at that time were hoping and praying for the long-awaited Messiah to come. And the only difference is that Mary and Elizabeth and Elizabeth's unborn child, who was later on will become John the Baptist, knew when and how the Messiah was coming. The promise of new life was being fulfilled finally after many centuries of waiting. And it brought a sense of joy and expectation to many people at that time. I'm sure it's bringing still that joy and expectation to many among us today. And so I invite us all as we dive in God's word today to be open. I invite you all to be open and be receptive to what God has to say to us. Let us pray. Lord, we are immensely blessed today that your Holy Spirit preceded us, that you are here long before we are here. Help us to capture the very meaning of what this season is all about as we immerse ourselves into a story that was written thousands of years ago through your word. And offer us a new way, a new perspective of living our lives. It is in this prayer that we offer this to Christ, who is our Savior. Amen. Haven't there been times in your life, church, when disruptions grabbed your attention? Or changed your plans? Or even your life? And you left wondering and you asked yourself, what's going on here? How does this happen? It might have been something that you had long hoped and waited for. It might have been the last thing you ever wanted. Or it might have been something that took you completely by surprise. Think about those times in your life when your life took a big U-turn. Despite your best effort, you didn't get what you want. You didn't get what you expected or thought you deserved. The situation you thought was hopeless actually worked out. Tragedy opened your life to a gift you could never have imagined. Think about something in your life that one point you intended one thing, but got the complete opposite of it. Have we all been there, church? Everything was going your way, and then all of a sudden, nothing was going your way. Nothing was going your way, and then one day you found out that it makes sense. In other words, gods often disrupt our lives. Consider the disruptions that we all have experienced in our lives in the last couple of years. Most especially when we face this global pandemic. It has caused us many disruptions in schools, in the way we gather together, in the way we worship together, in the way we've come together as families. Our routine life were totally turned upside down. See, we all experience disruptions of life. You know, I remember fairly recently when Christina and I were out of the country, and then all of a sudden she had a peanut allergy. I mean, my daughter Christina, she was allergic with just about any kinds of nuts. And then all of a sudden we found ourselves calling, we don't know even know how to call the version of the 911 in a foreign land. And that particular moment, we were disrupted on day one when we arrived in a foreign country. Disruptions, it is part of everyday life. And they upset our apple carts and reminds us that we are not in charge, that we are not in control. Disruptions are painful, they are difficult. They are full of anxieties and fear when you get to be disrupted, when you get ill, when someone dies, when you were thrown in the unknown. And disruption can be very messy. Today's story, the Luke's Gospel, the lectionary today, is filled with disruptions. Let's look at Mary. Her life was totally disrupted. You remember, Mary was an ordinary young girl living an ordinary life. And then all of a sudden, she was betrothed, but not married, to Joseph. And she got pregnant through the work of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine what's going on in Mary at that time? The fear that she must have felt, especially in that particular moment when the culture of her time, if you're an unwed mother, you will consider to be an outcast. You will consider to be shunned by the community. And I learned this, that I understand that when if you're in that situation, you can even be stoned to death. Think about what Mary must have felt. And what the family must have felt. And they probably felt the same way that Joseph did in Matthew chapter 1. And Joseph wanted to quietly divorce Mary. And he had the right to do that under the law at that time. But he was stopped by the angel of the Lord, if you remember that in the Gospel of Matthew. So Mary's life was totally disrupted. Now let's look up Elizabeth. Her life also was disrupted. One day she was an old barren woman, could not get pregnant, and the next day she became a pregnant mother-to-be. And Mary in that story did what most women do when they find out that they are pregnant. She eventually went to her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth at that moment proclaimed that the Holy Spirit was present and acting on behalf of humanity. In other words, God's word was being fulfilled in Mary's unborn baby, who will later became the Savior, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. Elizabeth and Mary, like their unborn children, Jesus and John the Baptist, learned from the early on to trust God in the midst of the disruptions of life. So the question foremost to us today, what if disruptions are the way of God? What if disruptions were put there in your life by God? Isn't that what we see throughout the Bible? Isn't that what we have seen when we heard the story of the prodigal son? How many of you remember prodigal son? Who left home, spent all the money and resources, and came back to his father and saying in Luke chapter 15, the father saying to him, he was dead and has come now to life. He was lost and has been found. And then there was another story of a blind man who was healed by Jesus in John 9, saying, one thing I do know, that though I was blind, I am now can see. And then there's another story of this Jesus telling a woman in the city who was a sinner in Luke chapter 7, your sins are forgiven. And in Luke's version of the Beatitudes, the poor are given the kingdom of God. The hungry will be filled. The weeping will laugh. The rich will get nothing more. The filled will be hungry. And the laughing will mourn and weep. And there was the story of Lazarus, who has been dead for 3 days, is called out from the tomb into new life. Time after time, stories after stories, the Bible is filled with people whose lives were disrupted by God. And there was this great disruption on the first Christmas, in which the divine become human and the human divine. See, church, Jesus disrupted his own culture in a very radical way with his teachings, with his example, with his death, and with his resurrection. Jesus disrupted Mary and Joseph. Jesus disrupted Elizabeth. Jesus disrupted everything. And Jesus is continually disrupting your life and my life today. Amen? So what strikes us here in the gospel story is how Mary and Elizabeth responded to all the disruptions that are happening in their lives. You see, if you notice in the text, they don't spend a lot of time trying to figure out if it's making sense at all, right? Have you seen them arguing together there? Not at all. They didn't waste time trying to understand what's going on. They don't even rationalize or evaluate whether it's good or bad. They just receive the disruptions as it unfolds, thinking that perhaps it was something bigger than themselves, of which they are part. I wonder if that's what Elizabeth is getting at when she says, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment. I wonder if this means that blessed is she who believed that there would be an opening, an unfolding, an enlarging of life in and of itself. I wonder if the blessed here means that it doesn't necessarily mean that life will be easy, that we will get our way, or we live happily ever after. And that's also true with the disruptions as well. And look at Mary. She is the one in whom God has looked on with favor. She's the one in whom all generations will be called blessed. And yet she went to the harsh realities of life, of being the bearer of the Son of God. From the words of Reverend Michael Marsh, he said, I love his quote, and I quote him here. Maybe to be blessed means to be awakened to and trustful of this unfolding of life that we cannot explain, control, or even understand. Maybe to be blessed means that we are willing to entrust ourselves to become part and hold nothing back from that larger unfolding of life, even when it makes no sense, and even when we don't know when will it take us. And so what disruptions that have happened in your life, and what disruptions that are happening in your life today, and what disruptions need to happen? And what if those disruptions are meant to be the way that God can use so that it will be pregnant with life? It will be pregnant with hope. It will be pregnant with peace and joy. What if every disruption that comes along in this thing called life becomes an opportunity for us to really say to ourselves that indeed we are not in control, but rather God who is in control? What if these disruptions becomes an opportunity for us to trust God, even if it does not make sense, even if we don't understand fully what the entire story is all about? For Mary and for Elizabeth, it was. God came to Mary and Elizabeth, and God disrupted their lives. And they continued, despite of that, they continued to believe and to hope in God who makes impossible possible. They did this in a world that is very much like ours. And that is why God came to them. Not because they were protected from the harsh realities of life, but because they continued to be open to the invitation from God. Mary and Elizabeth trusted God, even if they don't understand the full details or what's going to happen. So this week, church, as we enter into this holy moment of the incarnation of our Savior, with all the disruptions that have taken place in our lives, and with all the disruption that is yet to happen, the Luke's gospel invites us to embrace all of them. Embrace them with a sense of humility and trust. Welcome Jesus in your heart, who comes to humanity. Welcome Jesus to your heart, just as Mary and Elizabeth welcome Jesus. Embrace the disruptions of your life, that no matter what happened, God will be there with us. Can we hear amen, church? God will be there with us. The very God whose radical disruption is filled with forgiveness, healing, transformation, restoration, and renewal. Put your trust in God's promises instead of your own plans. God wants to see unwavering faith and complete trust in each one of us. And as we inspired in the life of Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and all the disciples and characters in the Bible, one last thing I would say, that no matter what our circumstances will be, no matter what disruptions of life you and I have experienced, God will use them. God will use those circumstances, and God will use us if we are willing to follow Him and step out in faith. Let us pray. Disruptions in life is not easy. Many of us here today are going through that right now. And sometimes it does not make sense. We could not understand what's happening. That's exactly what Mary Elizabeth experienced. That even though they don't know fully what's going on, they just embrace them to be part of a larger story of God's plan for their lives. May we be inspired with the lives of Mary and Elizabeth, that no matter what our circumstances may be today, God will use us, and God will use all the disruptions of our lives if we are willing to follow Him and step out in faith. May this be a promise this Christmas. Amen.